Among the viewers of this week's Democratic convention were some political operatives from the Republican Party. They will be staging their convention in New York in 4 weeks. And as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the events in New York will look very much like the ones we've seen in Boston.
Okay, which party's convention am I describing? A bunch of excited supporters with tall signs spend 4 days bouncing around a big open arena, getting jazzed up by speeches from various political stars, old and new. At the very end, the nominee graciously accepts and gets showered with balloons and confetti. The answer is both conventions look like this. Republican strategist Rich Galen says convention watchers should expect his party to do no more than just tinker around the edges of the mechanism next month.
What the viewers will see at home is a podium that looks essentially the same. There'll be some adjustments to it depending upon how the convention managers have had it designed. The floor will look approximately the same. The people will have the signs that they hold up at the appropriate times. These are all techniques that we've all learned over the years that work pretty well, and that's why we keep doing them.
But there is a great big difference, says Galen, when it comes to each party's rhetorical burden at their conventions. This week, the Democrats' goal has been to convince voters that the country's leadership is not doing a good job and things would be better with a President John Kerry, a sort of negative and positive message. Republican National Committee spokesman Scott Hoganson says the convention just concluded did a pretty good job of building up its chosen images.
Now, I think there was some good imagery there. But a lot of the imagery was, frankly, Republican. You heard Democrats talking about the need for increased defense spending. You heard Democrats talking about increasing our armed forces. And those are all solidly Republican ideals.
If that's what voters are looking for, Rich Galen says, Republicans have a much easier challenge, convincing voters that things are going pretty well under President Bush and they're getting better.
I think the Republicans can and will put what's going on in a much more positive light, obviously. We will try to make Americans feel better about the way that things are.
The speeches from high-profile party leaders provide the centerpiece of any convention, and several Republicans said Tuesday's keynote speech from a rising star in the Democratic Party, Barack Obama, was especially effective. Strategist Rich Galen said it should have been planned for a night when the commercial broadcast TV networks were airing the convention live. And when it comes to star power, he adds, Republicans have an edge that comes from being the party of the incumbent president.
It's one thing to say you don't like the attorney general. It's something else to bring him on stage. And we get to bring Condoleezza Rice out. They don't get to do that. So we have a lot of assets on our side that I suspect we will parade on stage to great effect.
If Galen was respectful of the Democratic effort, some other Republicans were dismissive.
I think it's a huge yawn, basically.
Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia.
And that's not a slap at Democrats, but there's not a lot of drama in conventions anymore. The running mate is announced well ahead of time. There's very little to hold the imagination of the TV viewer at this point.
Davis says the conventions are boring these days by design, as political strategists exert tight control over every tiny detail. But there's a point to that control, says the CEO of the upcoming Republican convention, Bill Harris.
I do think that you will see a real attempt in what is a very serious election in this country to articulate the policies of the president, and we believe that those policies will in and of themselves be a clear contrast to what the other side is doing. We think that the other party failed to do that in their convention, and we intend to do that.
So even if the podium and the balloons look the same in New York as they did in Boston, the Republicans are confident the difference in their message will come through. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.